Locked up in your house, how long can you take it? And what are you doing about it? Ivy and I have been out riding the bikes. We put in about 50 miles in, 3 days. Not big long rides, but rides nonetheless. The weather's been tolerable and decent. My next guest, Chimaine Nugent, the wife of Ted Nugent. You might have heard of him once or twice. Once named Detroit's most physical female. And she's been a group fitness instructor and sharing her passion for healthy living and lifestyles with hundreds of thousands of people for going on 40 years. It's been a while since we spoke. Chimaine, how are you?
I am going to use one of Ted's terms, and I'm going to say, I'm so good at stupid.
That is a Ted term.
I'm great. I'm great, Steve. I'm so excited because I have been working in this fitness industry, the health industry, trying to get my health back on track after we lost our home in Michigan to toxic mold exposure. And then I got sick and almost died with having pre-emphysema. So I'm excited now because I've recovered. I've learned how to get healthy and happy. And actually, today and tomorrow, tomorrow's the last day, I've got a women's empowerment program for women out there who want to get stronger body and spirit. And I'd love to have them enroll in this program. I'd love to get Michigan healthy again.
Well, yeah, Michigan and everybody else, Chimaine, that's for sure. Yeah. I mean, everybody's locked in their house. And, and I read this a few different places. People didn't stock up on the kale and quinoa. They stocked up on the Oreos and the ice cream. And they've been panic eating. And, people get, they worried and they get nervous and they eat the chips and the nonsense and the sugar. And, of course, that's terrible because they're also locked in their house. So they need to do something about it. Yeah. So the Empowered Woman Program, people can find out more at Chimaine.rocks. We'll get back to that in a moment. But give me some tips of things that you think people could be doing just to kind of keep themselves from, gaining 3 belt sizes.
Well, one of the most important things is to find the thing that makes your heart sing. If I told you, Steve, that you're going to have to do Zumba for an hour every day, you're probably not going to do it, right?
Well, that's probably true. I'll just say that's probably true.
Okay, so find the thing that makes your heart sing and you'll do it more often. And then mix it up. Go for a walk like you do. Go for bike rides. Play with your kids, your pets. I run around and play with my dog, and that is a workout, I'll tell you. But I do mix it up. I try to work out every day for at least 15 minutes. And in my book, 4 Minutes to Happy, I talk about little things that you could do in just the pockets of your time, literally 4 minutes. And here's the dirty little secret. Let's say you said, Steve, I'm going to do squats and push-ups for 4 minutes straight. Well, that might get you excited to go into 10 minutes or 20 or 30. The point is you've got to start somewhere.
That's interesting because it's always the thing. When I get on the elliptical in the gym, back when the gyms were open, and they will be again, that first 5 minutes I'm thinking, maybe I'll just go a little. And then the next thing it's 15 minutes, and then it's 20, then you've done a half an hour.
And so then it's
getting started. And once you start rolling, you can roll into it a lot better, can't you?
Absolutely. And that's really why I wrote this book, because I've worked with hundreds of thousands of people over the past 40 years. I started teaching fitness at Central Michigan University in 1980. Girls and I would get together in our dorm room. I was in Sachs, 310 Sachs at CMU. And we would just get together, play the music, and do leg lifts and aerobic type activities. And that led to me becoming an aerobics instructor, working with the creator of Zumba, traveling all over the world, teaching people about healthy living and healthy mindsets and how to get in shape and stay in shape without giving up your favorite foods, because I'm not giving up M&Ms or Fritos anytime soon, Steve.
I appreciate that. Chimaine Nugent on the line with us from their compound in Texas. The Empowered Woman program is coming up. Reclaim your power, find your purpose, set your soul on fire is the way it is sold. And you say that's you still got some openings.
Yes. You know what? Honestly, when the coronavirus hit, this program was scheduled to launch March 23rd. And I thought, no. Let's take it off. Let's postpone it. And then I really thought about it, Steve. I prayed about it. And I thought, no, now more than ever, women need this. They need to have a healthier, more positive mindset. They need to overcome limiting beliefs. We've all had things that bring us to our knees. And now is the time to reclaim your power. And what if we came out of this quarantine stronger and happier and healthier. So I decided to put it back on, and I've got a business partner. I wanted to give it away for free, but my business partner is, I need to get paid at least for my time. So I've lowered the price so that it just covers his expenses, and that's it. It'll never be this low, and it starts on Thursday. It starts tomorrow, actually, but you can register through tomorrow night.
And that's good news. You know, and the stronger, healthier, happier, I believe America will come out of this stronger and healthier. I don't know if we'll be happier for a while, but we will come out of this, and there will be end to this virus.
I do think so, Steve. I mean, this is biblical times that we're living in. Can you remember what we were talking about in January, where we're going to go on spring break, and now we're staying home, encouraged to stay home? It is bringing us together. It is helping us to focus on what we truly believe is most important in our lives, and that's God, family, country. And I don't know anybody, and I'm registered with our local, I think it's an app called Neighborhood or something like that. And I'm constantly checking in. And the other day, last Sunday, we could hear, even in rural Texas, I could hear somebody broadcasting a church sermon from about a mile away. And you know what? It's bringing people together. And nobody's fighting. There's no Antifa. Nobody's saying, oh, I can't go to that church service because you're Democrats or Republicans or whatever.
It's
uniting us.
You know, and as we go out, and you're exactly right, Shemaine, because as Ivy and I ride around, we see, first of all, when we didn't have a pandemic and everybody could do anything they wanted, they all sat in their houses. Now we see people out walking and hiking and biking and running and doing. I'm serious. I mean, and you know what?
Yes.
They're all really friendly. They all say, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. What's going on? It's beautiful. You know, now we do it at 20 feet. You know, nobody comes up and shakes hands with you. But
might
still.
Might be better.
There's nothing wrong with that, right?
I don't know if you've ever encountered any close talkers, but
close talkers, it's a nightmare.
Also is out in Los Angeles, and I worried about that. And I tried to get him to come home, and he said, no, Mom, I'm good. And I check in with him every day. Literally, Ted and I were doing FaceTime with him last night. Every single day, I see his face. And he said, you know, even in Los Angeles, it's encouraging him for people to see people walking their dogs, playing with their kids, and being friendly and waving and saying hello. I think we are going to come out of this healthier and happier.
And you mentioned praying about it. A resurgence in faith as well, a big resurgence in faith. Got to leave it there. But tell the folks one more time about the Empowered Woman Program and how they can find out more and get registered today.
Go to shemaine.rocks/empowered, and Shemaine is spelled shemaine.rocks /empowered with an ED on the end.
Shemaine, great conversation. You're always so positive and uplifting. I greatly appreciate it. We need more of that. We really do.
I
swear. We need a lot more.
Maybe
of that.
I can come on more regularly because I miss my Michiganders.
Well, you should. God bless you. We'll talk soon. We'll make sure we put that together.
Sounds good. Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
There you go. Shemaine Nugent, everybody, here in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Hoover Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like
a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.